Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. 737, would you welcome to the program editorial director of CNET, Dan Ackerman. Good evening, Dan. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good to be here.
I'm glad you're here because, well, I don't know if this is your area, but I have this Mac laptop that was making all this weird noise earlier today. And I'm thinking it's not doing it anymore. And I'm wondering what is going on. And even though I don't know what is going on, I found out that you were coming on. And if something bad is going on, then you can tell me which I should buy to replace it, couldn't you?
That sounds like a pretty good idea. You know, it's funny. I love answering people's tech support questions. People are always very shy about asking me or asking me what laptop to buy, if I can look at something. And I actually love doing it. I have to tell people, bother me all you want, because it's really something I enjoy.
Well, if you got a question, then give us a call, 312-981-7200. Well, let me grill you then, my man. So yeah, what are the positives and the negatives for a MacBook and also for just a regular, you know, laptop with Google Windows?
Sure.
I mean, what are the pros and cons?
An Apple laptop, a MacBook, and the other side of it is the Windows side. You know, there's a few other things like Chrome and
right.
Linux. But really, having looked at these things for so many years, for a long time now, it continues to be the case that MacBook Air, the basic model they make, it's $999, it's, you know, nice mid-price, is probably the single most universally useful laptop you can buy. It's easy to use, it's not going to break down probably, you can give it to a kid to go to college for 4 years, they can beat up on it, it's built like a tank, and, you know, it's got longevity. And I think the biggest advantage is, if you get that, listen, everyone likes to sell you the extended warranty, right? Mm-hmm. Apple does that too. But if you have a problem with an Apple thing, you go to the Apple store, and they're actually really good about fixing stuff. And I've never had a positive get-my-technology-thing-repaired experience anywhere else.
Really? Wow. Well, that's saying a lot. Plus, of course, now, let's remember who you're talking to. You're talking to someone who's very low on the whole computer knowledge awareness spectrum. So, as I understand it, too, that if you have an Apple product, that it blends in with all the other Apple products. So if you have a Apple MacBook and you got an Apple iPhone, and then they all talk to one another. That's correct, right?
I mean, that's really the business plan there on Apple's part. If they can convince you that if you have our phone, you've got to get our laptop and our tablet and our earbuds, and everything works really great together. And on the Apple side, a lot of the time it's true. There are little hooks and helpers that are actually very beneficial. Everybody else tries to do the same thing. If you buy a Samsung phone, they say, you know what, if you have a Samsung laptop, it really does this stuff, and a Samsung TV and a Samsung tablet. So it's everybody tries to do it. In the Apple case, there are a couple of things that I find pretty valuable in that.
Well, I can understand that anybody would want to follow that business model. Regardless, I mean, if they were going to make phones and they're going to make computers, they would try to sell you both so that they would, you know, talk to one another. In fact, you know, in the past, when not necessarily computers but other technological advances came along, they didn't match. And you would always have to go out and buy these strange adapters to connect one device to another. So if somebody got wise. You know what I'm talking about.
I've got some bad news for you. Since so many of the laptops now just use this single type of little port on the side called the USB-C port, everybody's running around with the adapters again, because if you have anything else, a monitor, a printer, you know, an old style USB key that somebody gave you, you got to go get the little adapter thing or the little dock out and plug it in. So everyone's walking around with these big wires and docks and dongles. So we thought we solved that problem. We just have it again in a kind of different way.
You know, this is probably a really bad analogy, but I don't care. I'm going to make it anyway. Stereotypically, if, say, well, okay, somebody goes out and buys a new outfit, okay, some new clothes. Well, what about all the matching accessories that have to go along with this? I got to get, you know, the right kind of shoes. I got to get the right kind of hat or whatever. I just can't buy the one thing by itself because it needs all these add-ons to complete the ensemble. So the thing is with the computer, I keep forgetting this. I go to buy a new computer or even a new phone, okay, to upgrade or something or another, and here comes all sorts of brand new cords. No, old ones don't work anymore. You got to throw those out. You got to spend a whole bunch of money on all the stuff that's going to connect them or power them up. I mean, it's just the way they do things. I don't understand why they can't make...
As old as time itself, that is what we call the upsell.
Yeah.
That is the classic upsell, and we've had it in every industry ever, just like you want the walnut gear shifter knob in your car.
Right.
It's the same thing, and it's just classic salesmanship, if you ask me. But you're totally right. There are some things that you buy where you absolutely need to get something else. I think if you get a phone, I'm always, you know, the first thing you do before the phone even arrives in the mail is you get a case, a really good protective case. Because if I see someone walking around with an iPhone with no case on it, I get anxiety. I get nervous just watching that. I can't handle that. So at the very least, you need the case. And the phone is a half a millimeter bigger than it was last year, so your old case doesn't fit. And it's the same thing as every accessory on every car you've ever bought or the matching handkerchief. When you buy the seat.
So the other thing that I've noticed in recent history is, and this is not so much, as I understand it, an Apple product or a MacBook, but in the other realm, the laptops that are 2-in-1, which I think is a great idea, quite frankly, and they come in a, you know, a 3:2 display, and they're available now. What are the best ones, do you think, for the year we're in now, 2022, if you wanted a 2-in-1 laptop?
Yeah, that's a really popular category. It took a while to take off. Companies have been trying this for a while, and that's where they try to take the best part of a laptop and the best part of a tablet and put them together. And what you really end up with, in practical terms, is you got the hinge on the laptop. Instead of opening 90 degrees or 180 degrees, it opens 360 degrees, so you just fold it backwards onto itself, and you hold it like it's a slate, like it's a tablet, and you watch a TV show, or you do some sketching with a stylus, and then you bend it back the other way, and it's a laptop again. And I think they work because they don't ruin the laptop part of it. It's still a regular laptop 80% of the time you're using it like that. And that's why I think a lot of people like those. And go ahead.
No, you finish. Go ahead.
The company that invented that design is called Lenovo. That's the same company that makes ThinkPads. So it's a very popular business laptop. And they still, I think, make pretty much the best ones from Lenovo. It's called the Yoga Live. Get it, yoga, because it's very bendy. So I think they're up to the Yoga 9i now. And I'll tell you, that's my favorite of that style. And it's a really good style if you do a lot of drawing and sketching with a stylus, if you want to read a lot of, like... graphic novels or books on a tablet style thing. You want to prop it up and watch a movie easily. So that's something Apple doesn't offer.
Which one are you talking about again? I'm going to write this down. Which one are you talking about?
This is. I'm going to say if you want a good 2-in-1 Lenovo, which basically invented the category, you can't go wrong. I think the latest is the Yoga 9i.
Yoga 9. I'm going to ask for the downward dog model. That ought to be.
That's right. That's an upsell. That's extra.
So that's what you would recommend if you wanted to do a smaller 2-in-1 laptop. And you, because I see the commercials on TV, and they look like you can take these screens and whatever device you use to mark on them, and they're drawing, you know, frescoes and cartoons and movies and just whirling around on the screen, and bang, all this stuff exists. Is it really that good? I mean, as they portray it on TV?
Like anything else, when you use one of these, and I totally know what commercial you're talking about. You're talking about the Microsoft Surface, probably.
Yes.
And that's something that's really a tablet, and it has a clip-on keyboard. So it's less of a 2-in-1 because it's not really a laptop. It's a tablet. You snap the keyboard on, but it runs Windows. So it does act like a laptop. And you know what? If you want to use a stylus with it, you got to buy the Microsoft one. That's an extra $100. They got their own stylus for it. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the worst part. If you buy that, the keyboard, which you see in every commercial, the keyboard is extra.
Oh, my. They don't tell you that,
The keyboard, I've reviewed every Microsoft Surface product I think that's ever come out. Every single time I say the same thing in the review, it's ridiculous that it's an extra, like, $129 for the keyboard. Just put it in the box, guys. Just put it in the box. We need it.
You know, maybe it's in really small print at the bottom of the screen when they do the TV commercial as a disclaimer. I don't know. But that sounds ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, why would they want
to do
that?
The keyboard's extra. The pen is extra. It's a nice package altogether, but put it in the box. Charge me more. Just be honest up front with me, please.
Well, then, how does that compare to MacBooks?
You know, at least with a MacBook, you know, they don't sell a ton of it. You know, sometimes you got to buy an extra power cable. They've got, you know, monitors they recommend. But I think it's a little less until you get to things like Apple makes desktops too, these big like screens with the computer inside, like the iMac.
We're talking to Dan Ackerman, who's the editorial director from CNET about computers, laptops, etc. And we'll do more. Stay on the line there, Dan, when we come back on 720 WGN. 752 at 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker with Dan Ackerman, editorial director from CNET. And we're talking about computers, and we only got about 4 minutes left. And so, Dan, I think that, like I said, I'm on the low end of all of the knowledge of this. But my perception is that computers and their customers have divided themselves into two camps. Like everything else in this country, we got to have nobody can agree on it. Either you're a Mac person or you're a Windows person, and you don't want to hear about the other side, and the other people are crazy, and you know what's going on. Am I correct?
I think the computer part of it is definitely there. I think it's an offshoot of a bigger fight, which is the phone fans, who are much more rabid than the computer fans, because you got your iPhone people and you have your Android people.
Right.
And that's kind of, Samsung is the main, Android phone manufacturer.
Right.
And they have the thing where kids, if you're having a group text message and you're not on an iPhone, you're on an Android phone, your text bubble shows up in a different color, and kids were getting shamed in school for having Android phones.
You're kidding.
For having iPhones.
That's insane.
I am not kidding.
That is insane.
That is exactly what you're talking about. The two Americas, iPhone America, Android America, just like MacBook America and Windows Laptop America.
Well,
Xbox and PlayStation.
I mean, I've been, gently chided and kidded about my Mac allegiance, but never, ever considered that it would be to that extreme that people would be quote-unquote shamed over it. I mean, that's a new low in humanity, if you ask me. I mean, my goodness. You know that they used to have phones that had rotary dials on it, kids? See what those are like.
That's what I grew up with.
You know, go shame your grandparents' old phone. I mean,
my parents refused to get a touchstone
phone
in college. It was rotary.
Yeah.
It was rotary before that for me.
Yeah. There was a there's a movie called In and Out that has a scene where a really thin, skinny model from Hollywood has come to the Midwest with her boyfriend because he wants to see his teacher, his drama teacher, who's been who he mentioned when he was receiving an Oscar, and he leaves the model in a motel. And she wants to make a phone call, and it's a rotary phone, and she's never seen one. So she's there, like, punching the holes in the phone, wondering, why won't this work? Well,
the buttons don't go down.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dan. I really appreciate it, and I'll use what I've learned tonight, hopefully to my advantage, if I need to get a replacement for this MacBook. All the best to you. Thanks for being with us, Dan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. That's Dan Ackerman, editorial director of CNET.